Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I almost forgot which one was the play and which one was my brain just went somewhere else for a second and I almost hit the wrong button. Like I haven't. What is wrong with me?
Hey, you know what? It's the Pura Vida. Like you're just laid back now.
Oh, Pura Vida. Whatevs.
Yeah. Episode 504. Whoa. How do you feel now that we're like over the 500 hump?
Fine. I feel like I'm still you know, my mom says when there's a full moon that there's energy 3 days before and 3 days after. Oh. So I feel like I'm still feeling the energy and positive vibes of our 500th episode. It feels like it extends as it did five episodes before and five episodes after.
Does your mom learn this information from that Hogwarts school or what?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't usually ask follow-up questions.
You don't ask for citations.
Because okay. Most of the time she's right. So.
Well, and I like stuff that we can't prove. Or disprove.
Yeah. 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 She's like, it is what it is.
Yeah. Just accept it.
Yeah. So,
well,
here we are.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back here on the show with you, Sarah.
Oh.
I keep getting brainiacs telling me to watch a documentary, so I did.
Yeah? Tell me.
It's called Kid 90. Have you watched it?
No.
I assume not. You've been gallivanting.
No, I haven't.
Do you even get, like, Netflix and Hulu in Costa Rica or what?
No, you don't get Hulu. You do get Netflix. So my mom has that.
Wonder why.
And you know what's weird is like they give you, you get a totally different internet experience.
Yeah, like,
when
that.
I try to shop for stuff in the United States, you can't. Like you can't change your location or I couldn't figure out how to make it so that the results that I was getting were for ones that were in. But it makes sense. Obviously, they're not going to put, you know. It just felt, it was like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
know.
If, like, when you're on the internet, you like to imagine that it's universal.
Correct. And it is very much not.
Right. Strange.
Yeah.
Well, this one is on Hulu, Kid 90, and it is featuring Soleimun Frye, a.k.a. Punky Brewster.
Oh, yes.
And not that I'm a Punky Brewster enthusiast or anything. I do enjoy Soleimun Frye. Yeah. But the thing that makes this documentary so great is the same thing that makes any documentary great, which is incredible documentation over a long period of time, especially from a long time ago. Anytime you have that old footage and stuff, it really adds to it. And so she was obsessive about documenting her life from the time she was on Punky Brewster. And, you know, that was the 80s, so cameras and stuff were not ubiquitous at that time, so people were sort of still unguarded around them. There wasn't a fear that this was going to be on the internet or something.
Right. There didn't exist a platform for them to be leaked on or whatever.
Right. And it just felt like your home movies, your private collection. And so she was just surrounded by pretty much every young person that was famous in the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
And so that's what made it cool is seeing all those other faces interacting with each other in their real lives, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio or, you know, that sort of age group of star.
Oh, what's her name? Who's so badass? And Juliette Lewis.
Right. Like that era.
I feel like she was always hanging out there too.
And they just all were like little LA kids that worked, but like were trying to be normal. And, but it's a fun watch because, yes, it's nostalgia. Yes, it's fun to see what they were really like. But they also unpack a lot of crap from that time where a lot of young people in the media were doing terrible things, committing suicide even, like Jonathan Brandis, and just how they missed the signs and just weren't in touch with, like, the mental health conversation that's more prevalent now.
When did the rights of children, like the rules about children or child actors come into play?
Like what kind of rules?
Like the ones about how much time they have to spend on set and what kind of care they get and going to school and everything. Because was this like maybe early in that transition and like we were kind of figuring it out?
I bet you that's a thing that's like always changing too.
Uh-huh.
And they're always adding new precautions and things. So it was probably still the Wild West to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But they talked about that too, how they were in this adult business and were expected to perform like adults and have that responsibility, but that they were kids.
Yeah.
And do you remember when she was a teenager and was on the cover of People because she had gotten a breast reduction? You were probably too young.
Yeah, but I do remember, like, in the peripheral of my, like, the you know, like, that story, or at least becoming aware that a breast reduction was a thing.
I mean, can you believe that? Can you even imagine what it was like to be a child star and then turn into not just a woman, but like a young woman with a huge chest?
They often have to get reductions. You know, the other one I think of is the girl who woman who plays Alex on Modern Family. She did the same thing.
Oh, right.
And I watched those seasons and I watched them try so hard to cover up her chest.
Right. Because just the presence of breasts sexualizes you, no matter how old you are.
And like how sad is that too, that they do that in TV? And even if like whether so and okay, but also, you know, I'm sure everybody has their reasons for doing that. And if she wants to do it, go get it. But that you're taking away, I would imagine that there was pressure, but you're taking away like, it gets sexualized, over-sexualized. And then somebody else who does have, you know, big boobs like that, doesn't see that, says like it's a bad thing. And like now they feel like they have to do that.
Right. Well, the male gaze is so strong for every young girl, but imagine if you're also in the public eye, famous child star. Ugh, I can't even imagine. But she talked about losing her virginity to Charlie Sheen.
Right. Oh like my that. Gosh.
And she was obsessed with him and Johnny Depp. And she was like, I want to marry one of them. And what was crazy is not only was she taking all this footage, but she was saving even her voicemails. So, you know, they play voicemails from all these people. Hey, Soleil, it's Charlie, whatever.
Oh, it's so my crazy. God. This is good.
Yeah. And I mean, you're a kid of the 90s. Like, you'll just love it.
And I've been, like, following all those accounts recently because, you know, we like the little nostalgia stuff.
Love.
So I've
what
been following
What ones are you?
Them.
You're 90s?
Yes. And then 30 as fuck, I think. 30 AF. Do you know that one?
No.
Oh, that one's good.
Because I'm 40 AF.
Oh, right. Well, no. But you would appreciate this. 30 AF is, I think it's what it's called. But
like, when you see that old stuff, what does it make you feel? Comfort
comfort, but also like a little bit of lightness to the present situation.
Really?
And because I remember, for example, like I saw there's one that I follow that will show like pages of Delia's magazine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Remember looking at that magazine and like my mom never ordered like maybe like one or two times I got stuff on there, mostly because I had, and we talked about this when I was in Costa Rica, I had a very difficult time shopping in stores. I did not fit into anything. I didn't fit into the normal sizes, the standard sizes.
Right,
and like
juniors.
I was right on, yeah. And I was like, I didn't fit into 1 through 13 or 15. They didn't, and so I was like, it was just a difficult shopping experience. And so my mom was like, you should not order from there. And so it became like this mysterious thing that I wanted so bad. And like, it was very serious to me of like, looking through the Delia's magazine and like wishing I had that and wanted to be that. And now I look back on that with, and I'm like, this? This is what you're getting all finished about? Which kind of makes me think that like anything that I'm feeling like right now is like this.
Well, for sure.
You're fine. You're good.
Well, on the other hand, a really good shopping experience is what you'll find when you go to Bloomscape to get plants.
Oh, my gosh. I love this.
Are you going to stock your whole house?
Oh, Suze, you said it. Yeah. I have – and you know what I have at my house? A hose hookup right on my patio that is right where – I have never had that. It's going to be the area where I water my plants. Oh, my God. Give me all the plants.
I
need coupon codes.
When you know so much about plants and so does my husband, but I'm still learning. And I like how Bloomscape has like a grow how team, and they'll give you tips and tricks.
Yes.
You can even search by like sunlight, you know?
Not you can.
Yeah.
You have to search by sunlight, and they have so many options in each category.
Yes, they have indoor stuff and outdoor too, which is really fun. It's a great time because it's springtime. You can get planting, and it'll give you hope too. I mean, it's been a tough year. You need a little flower action.
Yes, therapy,
in your life.
Therapy people.
Yeah, it is. It's such a convenient way to do it too. They send them right to your house. You can get young plants, accessories, tools, supplies, whatever you need. And they have, these are in the bloom kits, you know, like the outdoor bloom kits. So it's like, you know, you get the plant, you get everything you need to make it lovely outside, and you can get 15% off plant orders of $100 or more. Yes. With promo code BrainCandyBloomscape.com. That's 15% off plant orders of $100 or more at BloomScape.com, promo code BrainCandy.
Yeah, I'm writing that down for sure.
Write it down and watch Kid 90. You'll love it. And then the other thing I watched, which you should definitely not watch probably, was the Allen versus Farrow, the Woody Allen
docuseries. Oh, I can't. Nope, definitely not.
Yeah, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, Sarah definitely should not watch this.
Yep, I know what I can and know what I can't watch. So, God, I'm sick. You know why? I saw one photo. One or little clip. Oh, I can't even think about it in my mind of how he touches her around the waist.
Yeah.
And that is what has made me like, I'm like a ha. I'm like, don't touch her like that. And when I see it out in real life, I'm like, oh, that, don't do that. Like, oh, yeah. It gets me so angry. I know that touch. I want to rip their actual balls off. I fantasize about that.
Do you?
Well, in that situation, and then like what, and then like, oh, just like shove them down their throat and be like, eat that.
Wow.
And I say that, and like, you know, because you have to like imagine that little anger room inside you and get all that out, because then it feels like you have some power in the situation that maybe you were, not maybe, were powerless in. So.
I mean, I tip my hat to Dylan, the survivor, because what a brave person to... Mm-hmm. Continue telling this story, even though for decades people were like, yeah, but he's funny. And you probably, and Mia was a woman scorned, so she probably told you to say that.
God, it's all the standard stuff.
That was really what I took away. I mean, the story itself is so interesting, but the bigger picture of this narrative of parental alienation that they do in courtrooms where, you know, you say, oh, the mom's just turning the child against me.
They said that to my mom too.
Right. It's just standard now. And they revealed where it came from, what book had started it, and how this person didn't even base it on a study or anything. It was just like this guy's feeling.
Kind of like the midlife crisis. Right. We talked about that.
It's just like, it's this bullshit. Sounds right. So it must be.
Oh my God.
And so that's troubling. But I mean, that guy is a freaking creep. I mean, even if the Dylan Farrow thing hadn't happened, Woody Allen is still a creep. And
I can see it.
He's obsessed with young girls in all of his movies.
Gross.
That's what they're all about, is like some 60-year-old gross.
Oh my God,
Woody
you're
Allen
so right.
With a 17-year-old
girl. Mm-hmm. Oh God. And people just write what they know.
And it's like this whole other thing that we often talk about where men get called geniuses.
Yeah.
So easily.
Ew.
And then it gives them license to do all sorts of things. And but he's so smart and he's so funny. Who cares? He's a creep.
Who cares?
So.
Oh, gross. And why do we keep... Oh, God. It just feels like a lot of people got their foot in the door early in a time where things were like, we weren't as aware.
Right. Yes.
And then we were there. We like grandfathered people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of that. Because
that
now
so
what I'm thinking is, how fucking good are Woody Allen movies anyway? And aren't there some other voices that we should hear?
Mm-hmm.
Because like I've heard like, who the heck, what's his name who wrote Get Out? Jordan Peele? No?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Everything he has done is so like, and name any, you know, like black writer or any person of color, woman, you know? And it's like, yeah, we're like taking away the opportunity from people who have strong voices and who are representing so much more than these people who we've grandfathered in, and then we just keep letting tell their stories because they're these quote unquote geniuses. Like,
well, it's like
he did a funny movie back in the '70s. Who cares?
What's the thing? He did 74 movies in 48 years. It's like, that's enough.
Done.
We've heard
Bye.
Enough
Thank
of
you.
Your point of view, sir.
Yeah.
Thank
We're
you.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Why are we letting this guy talk still? I'm done. Bye. Right. I mean, of course, don't let us keep talking. I mean, 500
yeah,
and
episode
don't,
five before,
this
everybody.
Is like, this is different. We're women. Oh, give the microphone to us. But
that's the one thing I wanted to tell you. Like, I was comparing the comments beneath your 500 episode picture compared to the ones under mine. So yours are like, congratulations, get it, girl, whatever. Under mine, one of them said, what's the show called? Pickled Livers? And Pickled one of them said,
what the fuck?
I know. And I was like, wait, I don't get it. And then one said, where's the diversity? And I was like, do you mean between me and Sarah? Well, she's queer. Does that count? I didn't say that, but I just thought that's a really weird thing to write under that picture.
Where's the diversity? Oh.
In two
people?
No,
that's mean. That's, well, yeah. And I like to think that we, within our show, we don't have to argue about this.
No,
defend ourselves. I'm sorry you got that.
Yeah, why
I do
don't you
get
guys
in
say
the
nice things under mine, please?
I'm sure there were nice things, too.
Like, two?
What? Well, mine was me in a bikini, so that also is come on.
I need more
come
skin.
On.
It's just That's cold it. Here. I don't
I'm
know.
Like, it's thirst. I was just like clickbaiting. Like, whatever, like, you know.
You should try that again. That really
I was
does
selling
work.
My body, Susie, for likes and nice comments. You can't
no,
say something
I
mean under
you.
My bikini pic. Well, actually, you can. Can you please not, though?
Anyway, yes, you're right, though. The stories of other voices,
yeah,
it's their turn. Shut up, Woody. You're 85. You're disgusting. And stop lusting after children, please.
Ew, he's 85?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's going to – he can – we're
Time's
ready for
up.
Him to – yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Ugh. So I do recommend the series to other people if it's not triggering for you because it is – fascinating, and it's a good way to look at the bigger picture of abuse and secrecy and celebrity and male, female, blah, blah, blah.
I will say if you can handle that and if you don't feel so triggered or if you feel like sometimes you are – if you are a survivor and you have those feelings of doubt of that we all do – myself included, of did I make that up? Did my mom just say those things? Then sometimes seeing that and hearing that from other people who are like, nope, this 100% happened is very validating. Because
mm-hmm.
I find that when you said that, I was like, oh, I was having that thought the other day. And then I jumped in with my awareness and was like, nope, that would be classic. That is classic that what you're feeling right now. Of course, that here's the facts.
Well, and to me, that's why
so silly.
Dylan
never stops.
The Dylan story to me is credible. I do believe her, all of that stuff. But like I said, even if that were not part of this story, he has demonstrated who he is in other ways, like marrying and being with Sun Yi and all of the other things he's created with his art that are questionable. So put it all together, and I think we have our answer.
Right. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and swims in water and sleeps with young children, it's a duck that's a pedophile.
It's a pedophile duck. Even like on – he did a 60 Minutes interview back when these allegations came out in 92 or whatever. And in it he said, this is ridiculous. I'm a 57-year-old man. If I – why would I decide now to become a molester? If I wanted to be, there were plenty of opportunities for me to have done that. Right?
It might as well be a confession is what I hear.
Who says that?
Oh, my God. Pedophiles.
Right.
They all say the same thing. It's so obvious.
Right. That's the thing.
I'm yelling. You're going to have to adjust that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Colin.
Well, another thing that's obvious is that you need a nice, cozy bed to sleep in. You need fresh sheets. You need a great comforter, which is probably looking crappy right now.
I need these. I haven't. Oh my God, this is me. I need this code. I need everything. I'm getting a new set. I have to have a new set of sheets. I haven't even unpacked my bed yet. It's in storage. So
I don't know whether it's because people are starting to go out more and get the vaccine and stuff like that. But I think they're starting to look at their house and think, oh crap, it's disgusting now because I've been in it 365 days.
Yes,
whatever.
It's crusty.
Yeah. So get a fresh start. It's a good time. It's spring. Nice time to do that. You can get high quality bedding from Brooklinen, and you can get them at a fair price because there's no middleman, there's no markup, and it's the best bedding and towels and things that you can find and such a great price. So treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Brooklinen's Comforter Collection. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code BRAINCANDY to get $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com. Enter promo code BRAINCANDY for $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code BRAINCANDY.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up, I read this great article in Vox about something I had never thought of, which is that if you think about your cell phone, you know, it can see, you know, there's a lens on it, and it can hear you.
I know.
We know all too well.
Yeah.
But it can't smell. And they're trying to teach phones how to be able to smell now.
Well, I shouldn't say no so fast, because if it can be able to pick up, because in the same way it sees better than the human eye, if it can smell better than the human nose, it can detect those things like Parkinson's.
Exactly.
They said we love this.
This is great for disease detection.
Yep. Bring it on.
And then I was just intrigued.
Oh my God, this is so, my mind goes to a million places. You can probably breathe into it. And it would be able to diagnose, like, something that was in your saliva and, like, oh, my God.
Maybe it would tell you if you can drive, if you've been drinking or...
Yep, it could. There's so many things for it. Wow! I need to be an early investor in this.
What does that even mean? Like, what do you mean that it can smell? And then I felt like it got clearer to me because they said that even though scientists kind of are baffled by how we even smell, and it's sort of a mystery in a lot of ways to scientists, they can still create a thing that can detect molecules in the same way that your carbon monoxide detector can smell.
Yes. Yes.
That odor, which I never thought about, like the fact that that is a smelling device.
I never even thought about it like that too.
Right?
That is so, that makes it adorable.
Right.
Do you remember the smoke alarm commercial from the 90s that was Gilbert Godfrey, who was like, kids, you need to change your batteries. I can't do a Gilbert Godfrey impression, but change your batteries or whatever. And like, oh my God, I see it.
Like they're...
Put a little mouth on it.
Things in our house that actually smell, and I never realized that that's amazing.
You know, this is... Okay, this is really cool, Suze, because... This, we've talked about on this podcast how the pandemic made us, COVID made us explore scent and smell in a new way.
Yeah.
And if we haven't even been looking at that as something that is a, I don't know, really helpful tool in a million different ways.
Yeah.
We just like birthed a whole new branch of like medical and like technology and like the link between and like all the and the connection between the two of them, and like it really makes my mind think like this is going to change a lot. I think this new focus on smell, because it really does, all we're doing is we're creating a sensor that's something that reads those molecules, really simple. And when you can have a database for what all those molecules are, you can detect the same way they detected the mold in the air in my apartment. And then we're able to diagnose Ren with a sinus infection that's been going on. Like, you know, this has been there. And we're just like, oh my gosh, this is really cool. I love it.
I love it.
Science! Woo!
Look, I'm sure just like any technology, there are going to be things that could be problematic. Like they said, in the same way that we think our phones listen to us, if our phone knows what we smell like, then it might start advertising who knows what to help us with whatever smells we might be emitting.
Oh, or I think bad because, yeah. you know, fear and those things have a yes. different kind of scent smell. So if then yes. they took advantage of that when you were in a weakened emotional state and advertised to you with stuff that maybe helped you in that moment, that's not fair.
Yeah, or caught you at a vulnerable whatever.
Yeah, you're basically being manipulated by advertising and being like pushed in little, I don't like
that's
that.
That's why
nudged.
It's like we need regulation so that we can yes, use we these do. Things for good, not evil.
Are the regulating people aware of this or listening to our podcast?
You know what? I don't think they are.
Can you guys tell them?
Can you guys tell them? Right?
I don't know any of these regulating people.
I mean, truly, we need to keep certain people in office, in power, because we need checks and balances. But
yes, we do.
I get excited when science does cool stuff that I don't understand.
Yes.
So three cheers for science.
I love it.
Okay. Next up, I saw these pictures from a creepy clown motel and
I know this motel. Uh-huh.
Okay. I know you don't have like a phobia of clowns.
Uh-uh. It's creepy as fuck, Suze.
Would you stay there though, is what I want to
fuck
know.
No.
What
No. It's like my mom said. The vibe, the energy gets, so a bunch of people who are freaked out there, I will go there and feel freaked out even if I'm not freaked out of clowns because it's like feels like, and if you guys have not, you know, gone to our Patreon and seen my mom give Susie the full blown psychic, which I guarantee she remembers none of what she said because that's what happens when she says that on there too.
Yeah.
But you should definitely check that out because it's like, it's fascinating and I learned a bunch and I was like, huh.
Yeah, because she talks a lot about that idea of energy and how,
yeah.
you know, if something bad happens, that can affect the space.
Yes.
And I kind
and
of
so I think that
believe
there.
That. I'm not really a skeptic yeah. about that because everyone's had the experience of when someone walks into a room and it can either, like, make it feel really dark or light up the room. So, you know, that's energy,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, okay, so the Creepy Clown Motel in Nevada, They advertise it as, like, each room has two or three clown paintings. And that's like
two or three too many.
But what it says, like, we do our best to, you know, meet your needs. But what happens after dark, we can't control. It's out of our hands, they said. Like, what the hell happens? Do you think they have clowns, like, on duty?
No.
Clown employees?
No. That they just say that
to be funny,
yeah, yeah.
Do you think most kinda of the people that like, stay there are just like families that think it's funny, or what? Who do you think the clientele
is? It's the same people that tour. Oh, you know what it is? The same people who tour the Spam Museum of Spam,
right?
Ironic
seekers.
People, yeah, and novelty seekers, and maybe the occasional family who's like, "This looks fun," and they're yeah. like the family who, if you were like, "Hey," like, if you made a pop culture reference, they wouldn't know what it is because maybe they don't have a television.
Right.
Like, they don't get – they're not in on the joke. They're there – that's
– on their Instagram page, though, like, the people that stay there seem to be having a great time.
Yeah. For the record, I love Spam.
Yeah, I was going to say, where is this museum?
I think there is, like, a museum of Spam somewhere. And
we
like,
should
go.
That
would be like fun. I'm into it. I'm into all weird kitsch museums.
Me too. Yeah.
Way more than also regular museums because that's just like the colonizers like taking art.
Oh,
and, like,
wow. You've turned against
the museumification art. Well, not all of them, but the museums, some of the museums that absolutely have like just like artifacts, but they're like, oh, look at this. And it's just like, that is something I meant to talk about. I will talk about that in an upcoming episode. I have all the notes for that. Never, ever went down that road. Talk about the museumification. I can never say that word or whatever it is of things.
Yeah, I follow a lot of museums on Instagram, and I do notice that there's more talk about how they're trying to grow their collections to include more female and mm-hmm. minority artists. But mm-hmm. it does feel like it's taking a while.
Yeah.
And I even guess because like they're so expensive,
yeah.
but.
Yeah. They like, where does the stuff come from that are in the antique collections?
What's the
How
answer?
Do they, not good stuff.
Like pillaging?
Conquer. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. That's all bad news bears.
Bad news bears.
What's good news, though, is that you can stay hydrated through the good work that Liquid IV is doing. I'm obsessed with Liquid IV. It's
I know. So is your husband and your child.
Truly.
And your best friend. That's
me. We did have an incident the other day where Ethel the cat knocked over an entire glass of it. And that does get a little sticky on your floor.
It does.
But in your body, it serves to hydrate you at 2 to 3 times the amount of regular water. Comes in a little packet. You just pour it in. We love the acai berry, but they have tons of great flavors, including apple pie.
What?
Come on.
I love that.
I need to try that one.
You can definitely trick. Oh, you know how kids are like, I want some apple juice. Here you go.
Yeah. Glad you asked.
Glad you asked.
And it contains essential vitamins. It's just great when you travel, keep it in your purse, give it to your kids, all that stuff. It is so great. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CANDY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code CANDY at liquidiv.com.
Yes.
We love that. Okay. Next up on the list. Oh, this is a tearjerker. Okay.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sarah, get your Kleenex. Okay, this is about birds in Australia that are endangered. And they, I don't know how to say this. They do not have mentors to teach them how to do the bird song. And so they can't find mates because they don't know how to sing the song.
Oh,
Sarah, come on.
That's sad.
I mean,
gosh, they have a song in their heart, but they don't know how to sing it.
So they keep trying to copy like the other birds in the area, but it's not the right song.
God. That is, we need to send in mentors.
Right.
Recordings. I know what they could do.
Right.
Take past recordings, play past recordings.
That's
are they doing
what
this?
I thought. Why isn't anyone?
Why isn't anybody
this
doing this? Now we need the bird people to be listening to the show too.
Yes. Can you guys let them know?
Let them know.
Let the birders know that we have a solution.
Well, are we serious? Nobody's thought of this. There's got to be a
more
complicated.
I would think they did, but they didn't include it in the article. Sorry, I just ate a grape. But it says that it reminded this person that wrote the article that, like humans, the loss of cultural identity can have far-ranging effects on your ability to persist.
Oh,
so it's a reminder to savor and cherish your cultural identity because it matters.
Yes,
and it's good
and
for you.
And find a mentor who can teach you that.
Exactly. So we can learn something from these poor ass birds.
This is why we have to respect our elders and listen to grandparents and not just like, you know, shove them in homes and not talk to them.
Sarah.
What? I'm not the first one to say that.
Okay, but here's the thing with that. I agree with you. This is going to be Susie's unpopular opinion.
You're dying to go to one of those homes or what?
No. I just wish that, like, you know how there's cognitive decline as we age? I think it's from, like, 35 on where we're just becoming worse. And I wish that weren't true because that's
a bummer.
Yeah,
but look at all those blue zone places. Look at all those places
where they're thriving, but they're still like losing their marbles.
I know, but we just have to. No, they're not. That's the whole point. They're not.
They suffer cognitive decline as all humans do.
Well, they do, but like
at a
not
lesser
at
rate.
The. Yeah, okay. And like. And not in the same way. And it's the same thing of like. If you put,
I know.
Said
it's unpopular. I know they have.
If
wisdom.
You take two people, one you isolate, and one you put in a group of five, and you like have them be friends for like their whole life, and all support each other like
right.
they do
I'm
in
sorry.
Japan when they get those friends who are assigned at birth. There's no way that the like even if that. I'm not making this up. This is fact.
I'm sorry I offended you.
No, maybe a little. Not offended me, just, you got me wanting to ease your anxiety about
I'm just projecting.
Your future. You are okay. I will be your friend forever.
I do take comfort knowing that, like, we started a pretty good level, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, even when we become dum-dums, it's still like, all right.
Right. We'll be fine. We'll be like, we'll be, we will have then matched the 12-piece puzzles. We'll be like, right. We've maybe lost a few pieces along the way. You can't really tell what the image is, but.
And they seem way happier, the 12-piece puzzle people. You're right. You're right. I should look forward to
analogy? This. There we go. See?
Yes, I'm on board.
Okay. Less pressure. And the best thing is you won't even care. But you won't even have that problem. You're fine, Suze.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay. Yeah. Next up, I wanted to ask you about this because it was about tattoo ink in Europe. You know how in Europe and the U.S. there's different regulations?
Yes,
so like
I do because I have birds that are one color from the England and are not orange at all. And then I have flames that are still really orange. And I think that somewhere the red that they use, some pigment is not is different. There's definitely that. I don't know which one's better or worse, but
well, because and even with food, like their mac and their Kraft mac and cheese has different ingredients than ours because they're not allowed to use those colors or whatever.
Yeah.
And so there are different regulations. But with tattoo ink, in the U.S. at least, it is just the Wild West. You know, people are just putting crap in there. And
that's probably why it's still orange.
I wonder, though, why you guys, tattoo enthusiasts, aren't concerned about that.
Well, now I am. And Susie, it's really funny that you say this because I was a guest on a podcast this morning and was chatting about, she was asking if I had any like adulting regrets kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I do have a few tattoos that I will say to that now at my age, I will say, yeah, that was, I don't regret being tattooed, but I do have some that I regret. And the now looking back at the there's a lot of that whole tattoo experience where I'm like, well, that wasn't safe.
What you mean at the parlors or whatever they're called?
Everything above, like at the whether it was, you know, it was definitely not like I was like. Every time I went, how about this? Every time that I went to a actual tattoo parlor and. It was very clean and safe and wonderful experience. The time when I was underage and getting tattooed in some dude's garage in Venice, not so much.
What?
So, no, I wasn't so concerned about what was in the ink when I was getting a tattoo in a dude's garage at 15 in Venice.
Sarah Louise.
I know. I don't approve of my behavior either.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you. I'm not mad, but I am disappointed in you.
Suze, I know. Like, I know.
I see what you're saying.
It's like the worst thing I did when I was younger.
Well, and they look beautiful.
It's not even that bad, whatever. Well, this one was just a skull and crossbones that I drew on a napkin at lunch that afternoon. And I was like, this look good? Yeah. That's it.
Is it the case usually, though, that they want to draw their own?
So dumb. It should be. If they're good, this was like early. Yeah. Oh God, Sarah.
I think I should always when we talk about tattoos, I should always bring up the tattoo my dad gave himself.
Jesus.
Because it deserves repeating, which is that my dad gave himself a tattoo, not unlike a criminal would do in prison, and he decided to give himself his own name. Which is a special level of narcissism that you would have to give your own name on your body. And then, you know, he wasn't very good, so it looked like it said P-A-L-L-L instead of P-A-U-L. And so then we just called him Pal forever.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. But the end, how that story ends is better. That's not the actual end of the story.
Right.
Susie, this is the best part because I get to think of this story every time there you go.
You're right. Okay. So then he said he hated the tattoo all of his life because he did it when he was like 13. And he decided a better option would be to get a limousine tattooed on his arm over his name because he was a limo driver.
It makes me think, how long was that the end of that letter L? Maybe he just meant to get like a sedan.
Well, he always jokes about that, how he was going to work out, and then it was going to be a stretch limo.
Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Any hoodles.
Do you have a photo of it?
I'm going to find one because you have to see it.
Come on. Every time I pass a limo, I get to relive that. And so, or like that story in my mind. So I giggle about that all the time.
My dad kind of felt like driving the limo was the same as riding in it. Like he thought he was special and like a VIP, even though he was just the hired help. But bless him.
Yeah.
And the limo was well done, I will say. Yeah. It wasn't ugly. Okay. Anyway, so it is weird though that like the FDA will regulate, you know, you have to say what ingredients are in your cornflakes, but they're not saying you have to say what's in this ink that we're shooting into our body.
That's crazy. That freaks me out.
Right. Well, the point is that in Europe, they're banning these two colors, green and certain blue, and the artists are mad about it. And
well, freaking deal with it.
Yeah, it's sort of like if they're worried it might cause cancer or cause allergies or, you know, a reaction, then move on. Use a different color.
Yeah, we'll find a workaround.
Yeah, there's other blues and greens.
Yeah.
Try aquamarine. What has a lot of different colors is the Rothy's shoe collection.
And always coming out with fun new ones.
And bags.
Oh, I haven't even seen the bags yet.
You should check them out.
Probably
because
I don't want to spend money. But
right.
Luckily,
we're
on a coupon code.
And they are carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials. Like you guys already know, they're repurposed plastic water bottles. But they're super chic and lovely. So don't think like, oh, great. This is hippity-dippity and not cute. They're super cute.
And Meghan Markle wore them. So
yes, she did.
Good. Yes.
I think hers was the point. I love the loafers and I love the sneakers. They're so comfortable. You throw them in the wash.
I just saw the bags. Oh, the belt bag. I need that.
I knew you'd love them.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. I want that belt bag. Oh, I love the belt bag.
Tons of colors, tons of prints and patterns. They're always updating too. So if you haven't checked them out in a while, see what they have going on. Refinery 29 called them equal parts comfortable and chic. And I would agree. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/braincandy. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/braincandy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/braincandy today. I love a sustainable company.
Ooh, yes. And they have organizers. Yes. Look at that. Now I'm just shopping. I better get back to the show.
Focus.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one of my first tattoos, like not the first, not the obviously Venice Beach backyard one, but I got another one done in England when I first moved there. And this chick did not tell me until after the tattoo was done that it was her first tattoo ever on a human body. It sucked.
That's
I got duped.
Not okay.
I ended up getting it covered up because it was so bad. But
when did she tell you?
Afterwards, like right afterwards, she said, "Oh, I'm just like apprenticing, and I've just been practicing on, you know, this, and like I should have known." It was like she didn't follow this. It was so bad. Like the cherry stems. They were like they were two cherries with like a banner with my family's initials in it, which is so dumb for me.
I do like your cherries though. Did you get different ones after?
Did I? No. Do I have
You have them? Cherries on your body.
I think I do. Oh, my God. I have to check. I do. Oh, my God. I do. I don't know what's on me. I don't ever look at it. It's so stupid.
Sarah,
I don't
that's like interesting.
I have no idea what's on my arm.
What in the – that's funny, though, how isn't that – you know, we often talk about how the Native Americans didn't know the boat because they'd never seen a boat before.
Yeah.
This is sort of like that where it's like you see it so much that you're almost blind to it.
Like your nose.
Yes.
Your nose is always in your vision, but you have your eyes just get used to it so you don't see it. But if you start to focus on it and say that it's in your vision, you'll be like, oh, fuck, I can't stop looking at my nose. I'm sorry. I'm doing this to you. I'm sorry. I apologize that I just did this to you. Yeah, I hope you're not driving.
All of our listeners are looking at the tip of their nose.
Yeah. I can't stop doing it. I happen to have a nose ring, so it really makes it stand out. Oh, well, funny.
So are the ones that I know, the cherry ones that I've seen,
yes,
different
I see them
ones?
Now. Yes.
You got different cherries after that.
Yeah. Look, it was a heavy rockabilly phase, Suze.
No, I love them. They are great.
Yeah. And Flame. What the? I so many things. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I don't mind being tattooed, but these are definitely not the tattoos I would have.
What would you get now?
At least for most of them. Probably. Or like, yeah, I stuff. Really like the. Yeah. And I would do black and white. Duh.
Why do you say duh?
Because it like matches everything I wear. I feel like I clash with everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like wearing floral prints because it feels like, where does it stop and where does it begin?
That's interesting, right?
Yeah, so you rarely find me in a floral print.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes. And my mom always tries to like, she's like, and bless her soul. And she like is so sweet because she like picked out this really cute dress and she was like, oh my God, I think this looks so great on you. And I was like, it's cute, but it's like too little girly because I look like flowers and then, you know.
Yeah, the color. Uh-huh. Yeah,
so.
What do you think looks best?
I'm
just
looking
black.
At my tattoos right now. I'm like, which ones do I like? Yeah, I like the skull. I would keep. I like the waves. I'm keeping them. Fish, keeping them. The ladies, that was me just trying to like say that I was queer without saying I was queer.
Okay.
I can just say that, you know, and mm-hmm. so be like, yeah, I like women. And then, Rose is weak on the Ohm symbol. I'll keep that one.
I know you don't like the ones, the revolvers.
No. Bye. No. And also, I'm not a big fan. Well, I like the message, but I got some text on my back, and then I lost a bunch of weight, and now it all kind of like mushes together, and you can only really read it when you like stretch out my back.
Yeah, I have one in my pelvis area, and it's like a teacup, and they had to slice right through that teacup to get Lincoln out.
That is so funny.
They were upset. I remember they were like really worried about doing a good job with the incision, which is nice.
Why didn't they just go? They could not go around it. Oh, God. I'm thinking about you being cut open. Stop. Stop. I'm going to pass out. Ah, my best friend. Her guts on the table.
Oh, God. It was so fine. Glad. Don't worry.
You survived.
I survived, you guys.
She
okay.
did. Thank God.
Let's right. change the subj.
Subj.
Let's talk about how another animal thing, which is that. They were talking in this article, let's see, where did I find this? The New Yorker. And it was about how animal population cycles vary by species. So, like, I don't really know what that means, but I guess they started talking about rabbits and how you get a ton of rabbits and then you have, like, almost no rabbits and then it goes in cycles.
And then it corrects themselves. Yeah, yes. It's like a self-correcting system.
Exactly.
That makes sense. If it goes too far in one direction, it's like, whoa. Yep. And I would imagine that there's a bigger swing for ones that produce more offspring.
Right. Yeah. That's, I think, why they started with them, because everyone knows the fertility situation.
Like, yeah. It can go the other direction for too long, but then that throws everything else off. Snakes. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. So they were describing how cicadas, which I don't remember ever seeing them in LA, but they come here periodically, and how
the bug?
Yeah, are they in
LA?
Oh,
this is
I don't remember.
But this is very appropriate because I happen to have a picture of one that was dead on my porch when I was in Costa Rica, or just caught it in the video, and now I will post that photo.
Oh, there you go. See, content. Yes. We're living the dream.
But
here.
I always called them cicadas.
Oh, okay, cicadas.
Oh, cicadas sounds more fun.
I don't know. This happens to me a lot where I read constantly, so I know the word, but sometimes I'll think I don't know how to say it. So you're probably right. Cicada. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, it is an S. Yeah, okay.
No, it's a C.
Mind. It's a C.
Yeah.
Cicada. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now I don't know. Yes. It's one of those.
No,
oh, my God. It's like binoculars. Don't. Yeah.
Binoculars. That's my favorite thing that you do. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay. So anyway, they evidently have a really cool cycle that I like to imagine happened miraculously, but really it's just, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution, which is that they
also miraculous in and of itself. So
true. And they tend to show up, certain varieties tend to only show up in prime number years.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, I got goosebumps all over my body. That is some cool ass shit.
Don't you love it when it's like, oh, that's Susie. Like math and the universe and music. It all like, Susie. It's magic.
It's so like, isn't that fucking cool?
Yes.
And they, you, Susie, coming hard with the articles and the facts. Oh, and I'm sitting here talking about guys laying out in bean dip.
People,
I gotta step
that.
My game up.
People prefer no. bean dip.
No, this is blowing. Your co-host doesn't, so this is blowing my mind. Oh my god, it's like how, like the. It reminds me of the grasshoppers. How you can like do the math and find out the temperature.
Oh, I don't know
what
that, but it's hilarious.
Oh no, if you count, it's something about the chirps per minute.
Oh, I remember
the certain
you
number
talked
of
about
chirps
that.
Can
yes.
tell you the temperature.
How cool is that?
What the? Oh my god, we don't know shit.
We don't know shit,
and we can't do it. Can you do? Can you chirp the temperature? I
yeah,
can't.
You probably
so
don't
what
even
we,
know what
do
a prime
do?
Number is.
Golly, barely.
Right. So
yes. Oh my god, that's so cool.
They were saying that what's really, really cool about it is that part of the reason this happens, or likely the reason it happens, is because, let's say, I don't know what eats a cicada, but whatever that is, if their life cycle or their population cycle is every 5 years, then they won't get to eat the cicadas because the years have to line up. So like the cicadas are avoiding their predators by doing this.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cool.
Nature is so cool. I feel like it's, could it be a bird?
What? Oh yeah, probably.
It seems like birds would eat that. I'm just trying to think. They're like flying around. And when they're there, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and they're gross and crunchy. Ugh!
And then they like, stop.
Sorry.
They dive bomb into you. Yeah. I hate that. When they just like run into your head.
I don't love
those things. I don't love it either. I do love the noise though. Remember when we were in Nashville at Dolly's like cabins?
I remember being there. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and we heard sound? All the cicadas.
Yes, that's true. It was pretty cool.
Noise.
Like as soon as it got a certain level of darkness, it was like
maybe it feels it's like more exciting for me because I don't yeah. have that. I did not grow up with that. You're like, yeah, what? Okay,
yeah.
Bugs.
Well, I just and didn't know. What
to me,
made
it's like
remarkable.
So
yeah.
romantic and wonderful, and like I just imagine doing exactly what we did, sitting on a porch in a rocking chair.
Right. It was so cool.
We literally did that. Oh god, that was so fun.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah.
So this, let me give you an example of the math. If a cicada emerges every 17 years and has a predator with a 5-year life cycle, they'll only face a peak predator population once every 85 years. So
nicely
they have an enormous
done.
Advantage. Yeah. So there you go. Wow. Next time you see one,
I like anthropomorphizing anything. So like I imagine like the process of learning it where they were like peeking out of their little and they were like, nope, not this year, guys. Mark it on the calendar. Don't go out there. Like emerge. Right. It's like a war. They come back and like four of them are like crawling across the finish line. They're like, cross
and
out.
Now you're imagining them like talking to carbon monoxide detectors that can smell. So you're like, that makes them adorable.
Yes.
So that's fun. Funny. Little fun fact for you. Okay. There wasn't. Let's just stay on the animal theme. There was an article in NPR that was saying how goats and people make up their minds. So it was using goats as a way to illustrate how we too decide to do something. And because they observed, I don't know what the collective noun for a group of goats is, what is it, herd?
Probably something really funny. I'm going to have to look up this. They're all great. It's going to be something
like a hungry.
Yes, I was going to say that. Collective noun for goats. Okay. Oh, a tribe.
Oh, okay. A tribe of goats.
A tribe.
They observed them, and they were hypothesizing that there's like a dominant goat, and then once that goat decides to move to the next location, then everybody follows. But they found that that is not true, and they said it was similar to humans, where it doesn't actually have to be a dominant goat, that it's just like anybody that makes the move, then everybody else just follows, which I do see with humans.
Yes. I was just having this conversation with somebody, and I referenced you and the thing that happened with the tsunami warning in Hawaii.
Yes. Because if any one of us had run, then maybe everybody would end up running.
It wouldn't have to be the one we deemed most dominant, because we didn't do that.
Because you assume maybe they have more information than you.
Yes. Interesting.
Right? But it also kind of just, to me, illustrated how stupid humans can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And how, I guess it's a function, though, of the fact that we are kind of meant to travel in groups.
I almost see it as we're designed to trust people.
That's nice. But that sounds terrible. Like, we have to.
Yeah, but, like, it goes both ways. Like, if this is, like, the times, if you didn't trust somebody,
mm-hmm.
it would be more dangerous for your survival, which is why, because, like, we're part of a group.
Right,
so we
like
have
you have
to
an
trust
advantage
people.
If you're trusting.
Yes, you have an advantage if you're trusting, and you have a disadvantage if you
are skeptic.
So it would make sense that maybe the flip side of the coin is you're too trusting in situations where maybe you should be a little more skeptical, like, who's doing the, because we can't take time to make that decision, or brain can't, maybe in the split second. Oh, got to get out of here. Follow that one.
Right.
I am totally making it, like, I this is just my, again, Sarah has a theory. What do I know? But I like thinking it's about trust.
This show. What do we know?
What do I know? I bet that's taken. So brain candy's perfect.
That's a good name, though. Somebody should do that. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, let's wind it down.
Yeah. Oh, learned about some goats.
We did.
And humans.
We did.
Just now.
We just learned that. We learned about nostalgia and how, you know, the 90s were fun, but sometimes we effed up.
And Susie, don't worry about aging in your brain.
Oh, I'm worried.
You're okay. It will all be fine, and so...
Here's what I want to know, though. How old do you think you're going to live till?
Like, 86 sounds about right, or 92. Somewhere between there. 86 or 92 sounds about right to me. I think I just said 86 because that's the year I was born.
Oh, but, that makes sense.
But that, and it just, like, slipped out of my mouth like that. But I think maybe 92 sounds about right for me, too.
Okay.
I don't know, probably, like, right around. What do you think for you? I definitely know I'm going to live to be old.
I'm going to go with that, too.
I know I've had that feeling like oh no, I'm not going anywhere, because I'm going to be like my grandma. I'm going to be like the old lady who's got a lot to say. And
yeah, I want to be like, you're not getting rid of me that easy.
Yeah, see, and you're going to be my best friend, so we're just going to be like old and like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Together. You're fine. You got like, come on.
But we'll be senile.
We're going to have like, we're like going to have little kid energy. No, we're not. We're just going to be kooky and wacky. It'll be fine.
I like to upset you. Okay, we also learned that they're teaching our phones to smell, which is fun.
Oh, yes. Smell. Oh, so cool.
And Sarah and I are going to go to the spam museum, but not the creepy clown motel.
Not the creepy clown motel. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
We learned
I love our wind
tattoos.
Downs. You give me a wind down of and a refresher course more. I'm like, what did we talk about? I love it.
Well, and some people skip the wind down, and I feel like they're missing out because we always add a little bit of new stuff in there.
We do sometimes throw in the new things, yep, and then maybe we like, yeah, start talking about a whole new subject altogether.
I like to reward the people that stick around.
But also, like, sometimes I don't like to finish the very last few pages of a book because I, like, don't want it to end. Mm-hmm. So maybe people have mm-hmm. that feeling. But don't worry, because we'll be back for episode 505.
Yeah, again, you can't get rid of us that easily.
Nope, definitely not.
But check out our Patreon, patreon.com/braincandy, and check out our merch and join our book club and all that jazz.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we love you.
We love you. See you next time.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed that show. You got this far, so you must be a hardcore podcast fan. We'd love to invite you over to our podcast, Twinning at Life. We'll be gossiping about relationships, yes, ours included, bachelor chatter, pop culture, reality TV, and really a bunch of real life stuff. Come join us and have some fun. Just search Twinning at Life on your podcast app.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.